as we lift your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, no one like you, Lord. There is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, no one like you. There is no one else like you.
You are great, you are great.
You are great.
Oh yes, Lord.
You do miracles so great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, we thank the Lord. A new week, a beautiful day. The sun shining out there. Oh, wonderful. The breeze of life coming from Him has given us life, and His grace given us mercies in our journeys from the north, south, east, and west. And we are gathered together in His presence this morning to begin a new week. Oh, Lord, we love you. We love you. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer as we commit the Sunday school into the hands of the Lord. Our dear Lord, yes, you are great. You do miracles in our lives, and we know no one can do those things except you, Lord. And Father, we look unto you as our everything. We thank you, we bless you, Lord, for a beautiful day. Oh, the week that has passed, Lord, all that you have done for us, Lord. We can't find words, Lord, to express our gratitude. But, Lord, you know deep down in our hearts how much, oh God, we look at those things and say of the truth, the Lord is good. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this morning, a new week that you've given to us. And here we are, Lord, church bells has caused us to come to you, sit at your feet, Lord. And Father, we want to commit the Sunday schools, Lord, now into your hands, our children upstairs. And we here, O God, give us something that, Lord, will prepare us, or even to worship you this morning and praise you, or preparing the atmosphere for your word you have for us this day, O God. We commit all under the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. May God richly bless you as you're standing. We turn to our studies, Bible, Sunday school. Our text, as usual, 2 Peter. And we shall read 2 Peter 1. We shall read from the fourth verse, where we have come to so far, and see where we will end up. Amen. So, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, see, beside having escaped from the world through lust, giving all diligence unto your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Let's stop here and see how far we will go this morning. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word as we sit, Lord. Yes, we humble ourselves before you. The Lord will prepare us with a word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, richly bless you once again. Yes, we are still on the divine nature, the stature of a perfect man. But let's go back a little last week and pick something to be a kind of overlapping to usher us into this week's, so that we will see the continuity. Amen. Last week, we read something from the prophet. You see, we want to be like him. And to be like him, his divine nature had to be in us. Amen. And so the prophet in the message book, Who Is This? We read it. Let's read it once again to give us the the line to continue. It said, a supernatural God, you see, if you want to have his nature, he wants to tell us what to do. A supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. He said, God will never come to your level. You will have to come to his. Amen. And God will not come to your requirements. You have to come to God's. And then when the requirement is met upon a promise that God made, that's the promise we just read. Amen. Faith, virtue, knowledge, and all those sort of things. If that requirement is met upon a promise that God made, he said, your entire being changes. Your thinking changes. Your habits change. Everything about you changes. Your desires change. Your living changes. He said, you change. See? Because there is a new life in you. Amen. And that new life is what? Is God's nature in you. Amen. And that is the divine will of God. The divine will of God, that I in you and you in me. You be my people and I will be your God. Amen. And so that's the place of rest. And it's not a place of rest for God alone, a place of rest for you and me as well. That's our rest. When the divine nature, God's nature is in us, when he comes and lives in us, then that's our rest also. Amen. And we heard about in the past times how man had wanted to build a tabernacle, a house for God. Amen. And we saw from the Acts of Apostles, chapter 7, 46, how the prophet said, how be it? That means no matter how or how magnificent that building would be, said, how be it, God, the Most High God, dwelleth not in what? In temples made by hands. Amen. So he asked a question. What house will ye build me? Or where is the place of my rest? Amen. So here is a God that covers every space and time. A God that covers every space and time. Right now, some people are asleep. There is night somewhere. And he is the God of that night there. And he's the God of what? The daytime here also. Praise the Lord. And so he's a God that covers every space and time. And he has dominion over all the earth. The omnipresent God. So brethren, how can you confine such an omni to one place in a building that has been built by the hands of man? How can you confine him to one place? Amen. So the scripture said, himself as Christ came a greater and a more perfect tabernacle. Praise the Lord. He came as a great and more perfect tabernacle. Not made with what? Not made with the hands. And looking for the poor in heart. Amen. And of a contrite spirit to dwell in. That's Isaiah 66. 1 and 2. Give us that scripture. Let's see. You see. He's looking for a poor in heart. No, a poor in heart. Naturally, who is poor is not rich. Amen. You don't have these worldly goods and all those of things. See, you are more of what? An empty vessel, poor heart. And what? A contrite spirit. He said, thus saith the Lord, the heavens is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Amen. Praise the Lord. For all those things had mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look. To this man, to you, I will look. Amen. Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Amen. That's the place. That's the place he would desire to live in. Praise the Lord. And you know already in Revelation 21:3, he said what? The tabernacle of God is with what? Is with men. Praise the Lord. And so we become the temple of the living God. A temple in Malawi. Huh? Temple in South Africa. Huh? Temple in Nigeria. So we are temples. You cannot confine him to a particular house. Just stay here, so that every world come and what, worship you here. No, sir, we are temples. That's why even our worship shouldn't be a weekly worship. Praise the Lord. It shouldn't be a weekly worship. It should be daily, because the temple is riding in you, whereby you need to be worshiping every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, so it's not confined to one place. The mighty God, the omnipresent God is everywhere. Praise the Lord. So, now, whereby is given unto us, let's go here. Yes, whereby is given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. That by this ye might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Amen. Amen. Brother, give us verse 5. Next slide. And beside this, that means beside having escaped the corruption, then he gives us all these things. Amen. By which we can be, have his divine nature, to be to have that stature of a perfect man. God in you and you in God. Amen. Next one, verse 8. For these things which we have mentioned, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, and so forth, those things. For if these things be in you and abound, that's the thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the thing. If this thing be in you and abound, I think for some time now, that's what our pastor had been trying to drive home. Amen. Bible studies and prayer meetings to drive home that the things that are in you must what? Abound. Because, my brother, you see, you can have those things, but yet they are not what? Bearing fruits. A type of mechanics, you see, having been put right, but without what? Without the dynamics. So we are supposed to be bringing that fruits, the purpose of God in us. If God right in us, there is a purpose. There must be what? Springing up unto everlasting life. Give us the next slide. And we see the abound. See, it's a mango tree. It's abound with everything. It has everything in it. But it's not abounding. This year, you see how it's so much abound, bearing the fruits.
Amen.
Amen. That's the thing. These things, he said, must be in you and abound. Praise the Lord. Back to the place. Back. Must abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful, you see, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But he that lacketh these things, those things, amen, faith, knowledge, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, and others. If you lack them, then you see, it's blind and cannot see afar off. Oh, my. Cannot see what? Afar off.
Amen.
And always when I see these things, I look at the farmer. But, yes, Brother Eli had been giving us a very, I hope one of these days you go back to that farmer, this episode again. Amen. So a farmer, he sees afar off. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He sees the harvest. And so for that matter, the conditions or the requirements that God has placed for a farmer or anyone to sow seed, the farmer will do that. He will what? He will toil to prepare good grounds. You see? He prepares what? Good grounds. And then sow the seed with the faith, believing that God's law of nature or botany will never fail. That after you've gotten a good ground and you have put in a seed, they will surely what? Come up and yield some 60-fold and some 100-fold. Amen. But if you lack these things, you are blind. You cannot see afar off. Amen. That power of discernment of the body of Christ, you got to discern who the body of Christ is. Amen. And had forgotten that he was what? Purged from his old sins. My brother, that's very sad. Not knowing that you have been saved. Amen. Not knowing that you have been pardoned. You forfeit your pardon. You forfeit your grace. Because you lack all these things. The discernment. Discerning the body of Christ. Amen. So, for the stature of perfect man, let's look at that. See, the farmer always gives what's that? Give diligence, as we read the first time. See, you have to give diligence in preparing yourself for these things to be in you. And then let's go on the next verse 10. So, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. You see? Give diligence. We are going to build a house. We have not started yet. That temple of God, we are going to build it. Amen.
Amen.
We've not started yet, but we are looking at what God is demanding. God wants us to what? Prepare before we start building that house. Amen. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. Amen. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the world, into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, let's see if we can lay the foundation, something about the foundation of that house, and maybe after we lay the foundation, I may probably have to step off, and then we will come back and build a house. But today, let's see if we can lay the foundation. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, the first divine material or substance God has given to us, going in for the foundation is what? Faith. Amen. Give us the amen. The foundation is faith. And you see here, I got this from the voice of God, one of the listen. Yeah, I got this information. It's not my own making. So, but you see how the whole thing is. Here is what? The nature of. That's here to represent what? Jesus. And then the church ages are here. And then the messengers also here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so after we have seen who Christ is, then we will go to what? The church ages alongside with what? The messengers. Amen.
Amen.
So, yes, he has given us faith. So what is faith? And if we want the definition of faith, we need to go to what? To the Bible. And the Bible tells us faith is what? A substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. That's faith. And the same Hebrew 11, he said, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith is really something. Without it, you cannot please God. And again, he said, it was by this faith, the elders obtained a good report. True faith. The whole of Hebrews 11, you know already, it talks about what? The faith warriors of the past. Amen. So he said, through this faith, the elders obtained what? A good report. They subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. So faith is something. Amen. And how do we receive faith? How do we receive it? That also Romans 10:17, he said, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing what? By the word of God. By the word of God. Because therein, the gospel of the Lord, therein, he said what? Is the righteousness of God revealed from what? Faith to faith. Amen. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing the word of God. Where we can receive what? The righteousness of God being revealed to us. Faith by faith. That's what the scripture says. Amen. So, it said the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by what? Faith. And so faith also becomes what? If it's a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, the prophet said, you don't see faith. Amen. You hope for it. You don't see faith. You do not feel faith. You don't taste faith. You don't smell faith. Praise the Lord. See, he said faith is what? It's a revelation. Faith is a revelation. And we know that woman with the issue of the blood. She had no promise that if you hold the hem of Jesus, you'll be healed. No promise to it. But faith worked her, discerning that body of Christ, who Christ is, he could, from her own faith, believed that everything about him is what? There is power. So even if I hold the hem of his dress, I'll be what? I'll be healed. And her faith, that's what Jesus says, someone has touched me. Praise the Lord. They were trying to draw his attention that there are many people that are touching you. He said, no, virtue had gone out of me. Amen. It was a different touch. That's faith, my brother, my sister. We need to touch him. We don't need to see Jesus standing here and touch him. Touch him because faith is something hoped for. So he's here. Oh, my sister, he's standing by you there. Huh? He's there. Do you believe it? He's there. Amen. So touch him. Praise the Lord. He said faith is believing. And that also we can look at what? Our father Abraham. Oh, against hope. He what? He believed in hope. He was someone that he was not looking at his own circumstances. My brother, my sister, don't let us look at circumstances, but look at the promise. That's what Abraham did. He believed. And you know, it was what? Counted unto him for what? For righteousness, because of his belief. Never looking at how old he was, 100 years. Amen. And never looking at the deadness of the wife's womb. But he believed that God has said so, and so it has to happen. Amen. Let us quickly. He said, faith is a purchasing power. Mine. Faith is a purchasing what? Power. The prophet said it's like you have what? 25 cents in your pocket. But where the bread is very far away. But you know that definitely you receive the bread. Amen. Because you have the purchasing power here. So my brother, my sister, if it is far away, no matter, you don't know when, what you are looking from God, it's not sin. But the purchasing power is in your pocket. Hallelujah. So for sure, if it had to go the distance, you will go. Amen. With your hunger, the trials and the tests and everything, you move on because you have the purchasing power. Faith in your pocket. Amen. Is that faith acknowledges the word to be truth? Oh, yes. And we can look at that, sister. That sister from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Amen. She acknowledged that the word is truth. Jesus told him it is not meet to what? To give the children's bread unto dogs. You know what she said? He said, Lord, that's truth. Praise the Lord. That's truth. But what? You know, the dogs, they also eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. The same bread. Amen. So give to me the crumbs, my Lord. Amen. Oh, my. Faith has no hindrance. The last one. But we haven't finished. Faith has no hindrance. Amen. No matter what the hindrance that will come your way, my brother, my sister. We have so many characters that were not looking at the hindrance. One especially, Joshua. Amen. He learned something from Moses. That's why we got to be learning from one another. He learned something from Moses. When Moses saw the hindrance, the Red Sea, he spoke with what? Faith. Fear not. Stand and see what the salvation of God is there. The Egyptians that you see, we never see them anymore. And then he went back to God. Lord, so what do I do? He said, move on! Amen. Joshua said, what? He studied something from it. So when the hindrance his own came, what? Jordan, he said, sanctify yourself, men. In 3 days' time, we are crossing this Jordan. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, you sun stay over Gibeon, and the moon stay in the valleys of Ajalon, until I finish what my enemies spoke with what? With faith. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Yes, Lord. You are preparing us, Lord, to be like you, God. And Father, we humble ourselves, Lord Jesus, this morning. Lord, we want to sing. We want to praise your name. We want to worship you, Lord. Father, we want to commit our song leader into your hands now. And the musicians, Lord, oh, that they will prepare us, Lord, this morning. Oh, we will lift up our voices, Lord, and worship you and give you all the praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.